It's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo cake at AFCON. It's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Superplus today.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has been the feeling mean? I'm so confident.
When you nourish your skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up always with your smile? The skincare benefits. Well,
season of Shaka Liembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV channel 162 and GoTV channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Liembe Season 2.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phone, laptops, MiFi, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundle and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.
Bringing you half the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
DPP files bid to appeal conviction of Malanji and Yamba. President Hakainde Hichilema reaffirms government's commitment to responsible mining. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump to skip G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. And in sports, the Zambia under-17 boys national team has departed for Harare, Zimbabwe for the COSAFA Africa Cup of Nations qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Gilbert Piri, has filed a notice to appeal against the conviction and sentencing of former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji and former Secretary to the Treasury Fred Sonyamba. In the same notice, Mr. Piri has also indicated his intention to appeal against Malanji's acquittal over the acquisition of Royal Gibson Hotel, which the state suspected to be proceeds of crime. Mr. Piri has raised three grounds of appeal, including that the trial court erred in law when it sentenced Malanji and Yamba to 3 and 4 years imprisonment without labor, respectively, despite the aggravating factors in the case. Yamba was jailed for failing to follow procedure in the movement of over 108 million United States dollars for the purchase of a chancery at the Zambian mission in Turkey. Malanji was found guilty of buying 2 helicopters from aviation companies in South Africa using funds allegedly diverted from the chancery purchase in Turkey. Court records also show that Mr. Malanji and others inflated the procurement of the Turkish properties by more than 10 million United States dollars. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed the government's commitment to promoting responsible and sustainable mining practices, as well as maintaining security in mining areas. Speaking when he officiated at the 2025 Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining Conference at Mulungushi Conference Center under the theme Unlocking ASM Potential for Inclusive and Sustainable Development, the head of state warned that no miner, regardless of scale, will be permitted to introduce insecurity or criminality into sites such as the Kikonge gold mine. The head of state further urged miners to utilize formal trading channels for gold transactions, warning that attempts to smuggle gold through unconventional means such as concealing the precious mineral will lead to prosecution once caught by law enforcers. Meanwhile, President Hichilema dismissed claims that his administration has relinquished tax revenue to mining companies, clarifying that such assertions are inaccurate and misinformed.
When you are mining there as an artisanal or as a small-scale miner or medium-large-scale, we want you to trade in that metal in a formal way. We don't want you to put it in the Ufa box and go to the airport illegally and try and export it. When you are caught there, you'll be jailed. That's law and order. But we want a formal market arrangement. You are producing gold, mining gold, Namakau, you are mining emeralds, and you, Tomoli, you are mining aquamarine, you are mining amethyst. When you have mined, sell it in a formal channel. Don't sell it to illegal buyers, because that promotes the fourth point I'm going to make. Sell it to a legal entity. That's why we're bringing ZCCMIH, ZAMGOLD, we're bringing other structuring transactions around there.
Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has justified the need for a strong opposition, stating that a formidable opposition is crucial for enhancing good governance. Mr. Mwanza says the current state of opposition in the country remains unattractive, hence emphasizing that the ruling UPND government requires a strong opposition to govern properly. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza has expressed concern about the impact surrounding the leadership of the former ruling party, the Patriotic Front. He has attributed the leadership impasse to political influence, however warning that politically inclined civil servants are prone to political manipulation and are endangering the democratic gains the country has achieved since the introduction of multi-party democracy. Zambia has made further advancements towards the reopening of the Zambia-China Mulungushi textile factory in Kabwe as the arrival of new machinery, including a transformer and electrical cables, demonstrate the progress made so far. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Chimwambwa Jr. said modern machinery has been imported and installed, including a new steam boiler to replace outdated systems. He added that the construction of a 20-megawatt solar plant is underway to guarantee continuous power supply for the factory. The project is expected to create about 500 direct jobs and many more indirect opportunities, particularly for farmers through an outgrower cotton scheme. Mr. Chimwambwa said registration of farmers interested in cotton production is ongoing. The revival of the factory has been welcomed by Kabwe residents, who say the reopening will help restore jobs and stimulate the local economy.
About Mulungushi textiles, something that is long overdue. Personally, I would have loved a situation that by now you should have been trooping from Makululu, Kasondo and the surrounding areas to go and be waiting there. However, what this government is doing, for me, I have so much confidence, because we have seen that they are so committed. Things have been coming, machineries have been coming, and therefore we have worked. And I've been told that, look, if you want the fastest meal, I think the best for you that you can request is shima and eggs. However, if you want a quality meal, you must exercise some bit of patience. So what we are seeing there, I think that's a meal with beef. Therefore, the people of Kabwe, myself, I think we are confident that at the end of the day, we'll sit around the table and have this quality.
So much millions towards supporting farmers to do. Where did those farmers take the seed? Where did those farmers take the chemical? So by this time we are talking, we would have been